Tomorrow, the public gets a first look at Albany's long-awaited Complete Streets Design Manual, which sets guidelines for the creation and installation of sidewalks, cycling infrastructure, crosswalks, road diets, traffic calming measures, and more. Proponents of Complete Streets say the manual lays the groundwork to make Albany accessible to all citizens, whatever their preferred mode of transportation, requiring that city roadways accommodate all users. In the Capital Region, Troy, Bethlehem, and Albany have adopted Complete Streets resolutions, and Saratoga Springs just unveiled a draft of its plan. Albany's manual has been in the making since last fall, when a public meeting to gather input was held at the Linda on Central Avenue. Mayor Kathy Sheehan said at the time that the manual would serve as a guide for all future construction, reconstruction, and resurfacing projects within the city.
This is something that was really started by the Common Council back in 2013, and it recognizes that if we want to have a healthy, vibrant city, we've got to make sure that we accommodate everybody who uses our streets, regardless of their age, their abilities.
Kate Lawrence, senior planner and sustainability coordinator for the City of Albany, says consultants evaluated existing streets.
They looked at the streets using equipment that was able to accurately determine street widths and the measurements of other features on the street. So once they did that, then they started looking at types of street typologies and crafting a policy and design manual that was able to address all of these typologies and the types of treatments that should be used ideally for these streets to make them accessible for all users.
Sheehan believes the manual will help push the Albany 2030 Comprehensive Plan agenda, and the result? Albany will thrive.
When you look around, not just the country, but the world, at livable, walkable cities, they've gotten this right. They have the balance between cars and pedestrians and cyclists in good balance. And I believe, and those who are proponents of this believe, that it drives more business to the city, no pun intended there, but that it creates more opportunity in a city when you have streets that take into account all of the users.
Lawrence urges the public to come to Tuesday night's meeting at the main branch of the Albany Public Library.
We'd love them to attend and to read the guidebook and to see whether or not it sort of fits their expectations. Just because the guidebook has been created doesn't mean that all of the streets in Albany will be suddenly changed. So as streets are improved with available funding, these treatments will be taken into consideration.
There's more about the meeting at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.